It's Thursday, June 27, 2024.
This caused major flooding and all sources of water were compromised.
New Mexico town grapples with cascading consequences of simultaneous weather disasters.
These justices are doing everything in their power to make it impossible for the government to fight the climate crisis.
Environmentalists on edge awaiting critical Supreme Court ruling. Plus, good news, Joe Biden's climate law has created more than 300,000 clean energy jobs.
All of that good news and, as usual, bad news straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
I mean, some of the conservative justices might as well have ExxonMobil stitched across their robes like they're race car drivers.
Good point, Mark Joseph Stern. Though they're not conservative, they're just corrupt. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, a lot of folks are on edge as we go to air today. We start with the corrupted Supreme Court.
Yes, we do. As we go to air, we are waiting on the U.S. Supreme Court to issue a ruling that legal analysts fear will further strip federal agencies of authority to regulate pollution and climate warming emissions. The case itself, Loper Bright versus Raimondo, is about fisheries regulation, but at heart, it is a vehicle backed by industries who hope to use the case to overturn a decades-long precedent called the Chevron deference, which directs judges to defer to an agency's expertise and reasonable interpretations when laws aren't explicit. If the right-wing supermajority overturns or limits the Chevron deference doctrine, a host of major regulations and policies could be on the chopping block, like the Inflation Reduction Act and the EPA's new standards curbing air and water pollution and toxic emissions from power plants.
It would mean, as Steve Bannon likes to say, the end of the administrative state.
Yes. In other news, the summer of record extreme weather disasters is underway with a vengeance. This week, it's catastrophic flooding in southern China. Days of relentless, record-shattering rainfall set off flooding and landslides that have killed at least 71 people in Guangdong Province and displaced tens of thousands. India is still in the grip of a record-setting heat wave. Officials there warn the country is facing a record third year in a row of falling wheat production due to repeated rounds of extreme heat. Climate change, driven by the burning of fossil fuels, is making heat waves more likely, more intense, and longer lasting. In some regions, five times more likely. And June 2024 is now all but certain to clock in as the hottest June on record globally, the 13th month in a row to set a new temperature record for that month, according to scientists at Berkeley Earth.
Someone stop that clock.
Here in the U.S., torrential rains in New Mexico over the last few days have helped tamp down raging wildfires.
Oh, that's good.
But also triggered flash floods on prior wildfire burn scars that swept debris and ash into the river that supplies water to the town of Las Vegas, New Mexico.
It's like disaster upon disaster.
Yes, the town's water system is now shut down. All non-essential businesses are closed, and the city is distributing water to residents. Their situation highlights the rising costs of simultaneous climate disasters. But there is some good news.
Good.
On the economic impacts of President Biden's landmark climate law, the Inflation Reduction Act.
Good.
A new analysis finds that since Biden signed the IRA 2 years ago, which incentivized manufacturers to bring production back to America, companies have announced nearly $350 billion in investments in the clean energy sector alone.
$350 billion.
The biggest recipients of the law are Republican-controlled congressional districts, whose representatives all voted against it.
Go figure.
But that hasn't stopped congressional Republicans from taking credit for projects at groundbreaking ceremonies.
Naturally.
A different analysis calculates that 313,000 new clean energy jobs have been announced or moved forward by companies since Biden signed the IRA. The new data showing the economic boom from Biden's climate policies across the country underscores the stark contrast between Biden and Donald Trump in the 2024 election. Trump and congressional Republicans have promised to dismantle Biden's climate laws and pollution standards and expand fossil fuel production if they win in November. On MSNBC, climate scientist Dr. Michael Mann was blunt about the high stakes of the November election.
A second Trump presidency would be more or less game over for climate action. It would be game over for domestic climate policy. And as goes the U.S., goes the rest of the world when it comes to action on climate.
I'm sure it'll all be fine. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. We're off next week for the Independence Day holiday. We will see you thereafter. Have a safe and happy one. Until then, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Hey.